Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studio is Director of Student Life, Leadership, and Diversity from USU Eastern. I've got Gypsy. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. I'm really excited to get you in here because there's an event coming up that we need to let everyone know about. First of all, everyone's invited to attend. And second of all, it's a great event because it's free.
It is free.
So tell me a little bit about what's coming up.
So we have the 5th Annual Diversity Conference coming up on April 17th. It is a Wednesday. It runs from 9 to 3:30 p.m. And at that conference, we have several speakers coming that we're super excited about.
I'm looking at the flyer now, and I see that one of your keynote speakers is Katie Clifford. Tell me a little bit about Katie. What's she going to talk about?
So Katie is going to talk about, she's a marketing manager, and she is going to talk about being in a male-dominated field. And so that's going to be her focus, is really her success in that field. And she actually comes to Price, highly regarded. And the biggest thing about Katie that she's done really is that she's worked for the Olympics.
Oh, wow.
That was a big portion of what she's done. Which is pretty amazing. And she dressed athletes, everything from their swimwear to their opening wear.
Wow.
And so she's worked for companies like Puma. Currently, she works for O.C. Tanner in Salt Lake City. And so she helps create cultures and recognition and appreciation for these different companies.
That is so fantastic. And, you know, it's such a great thing to be able to have somebody come and speak about this because it is a diversity conference. It is about belonging, no matter where you go or what you're doing. And for Katie to come in and say, yeah, you know what? I've been successful in a male dominant field.
Absolutely.
That's huge.
Yeah, it is. And that's actually our title this year, is Belonging in a World of Differences. And so we're really focused on that. You know, yes, we're all different. And it's important to look at those differences and celebrate those differences. But it's also important that we realize that we're all human,
right?
And we all have that in common. And we need to recognize that and appreciate each other and love each other.
I completely agree. And you know what, Gypsy, I see too many times, and it might be because I've got a younger child, but I see at such a young age, children, rather than accepting other people's differences and, like you said, celebrating them and figuring out the positives to those differences, they get turned down for those and made to feel bad about those. It takes kids a long time. It took me till I was an adult to do that.
Absolutely.
It's definitely a learning process, and it takes a lot of time to not judge yourself by others mm-hmm. and what they can do and their accomplishments. So, you know, this is a great event. It doesn't matter your age. This is something we all suffer from doing.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I think the biggest part of diversity is understanding and learning your biases and then overcoming those by, you know, things like diversity conferences or putting yourself in situations where you have those conversations with other people and talking it through and
right.
having an open mind.
Well, Gypsy, this event is coming up. It's on the 17th. It kicks off at 9 and runs clear until 3:30. So you guys are like, you know what? We're going to take up people's breakfast and lunchtime, so we better feed them.
Yes. So we'll do a light breakfast in the morning, and then we're going to do lunch. And then we have some great presenters coming. We have Kylie Howell coming from Friar Tuck's Barbershop in Salt Lake City. She was actually our keynote last year, and she is wonderful. And so she's going to talk about creating an inclusive space. We have our student body president, Alexandria Anderson, who is going to put on a presentation about colorism. We have another student that's going to talk about DACA and the misconceptions about DACA, DREAM Act. Some professors will be there also. Jennifer Treschka will be there, and she's going to talk about sex workers' rights and human rights as a diversity issue. Shani Wilson, I don't know if you're familiar with her, with the First Year Experience and Retention Office. She's going to talk about Generation Z, you know, and are we ready for Gen
right.
Z? So Amanda McIntosh is coming from the health department to talk about diversity and suicide. There's just a huge lineup.
Huge lineup. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're all fantastic speakers. So you definitely want to make sure to attend this event. April 17th starts at 9 o'clock over at the USU Eastern campus. Don't forget, it's a free event. Community members, faculty, staff, students. This is a great opportunity. Bosses, grab your all your employees and take them to this event. It really is a good opportunity for them to not only be able to have that workspace bonding, but to learn a lot of things. So make sure to go and check it out. Breakfast and lunch will be served, and there's going to be incredible speakers throughout the entire day. Now, Gypsy, you guys are now telling people you can register ahead of time.
Yes. So you can register online. I have flyers. It's my understanding that they're going to put it on your website as well. It is on the USU Eastern website. You can contact me. The other thing I wanted to mention, too, is that we're going to be offering social work. People with bachelor's in social work or master's, if you need hours, we're going to be offering social work continuing education units for that as well. but you can register ahead of time. You can email me. It's gypsy.everett@usu.edu or call me at 435-613-5468. If you need more information, I can give that to you ahead of time.
Perfect. Again, that phone number is 613-5468. Again, that has been the Director of Student Life, Leadership, and Diversity speaking on the 5th Annual USU Eastern Diversity Conference taking place on the 17th. Give them a call for additional info, 613-5468.